under these provisions I've explained in regards to breach of the peace, we are going to be giving you a direction to move 100 metres from...
You're giving us direction now.
Yep, to be 100 metres from the Starbucks coffee here, okay? And not to return for a period of 2 hours.
I understand what you're trying to do, but it's not for our protection. And you know it's not
100% for our protection. 100% is for your protection.
It's all right. Anyway, it's
room for... 100% is for your protection. I wouldn't be doing that anymore. I want to make sure the streets are safe.
Come on.
A newly formed group who have had enough of Melbourne CBD being a no-go zone for Australian Jews had decided to reclaim the city from the hate mob that has occupied its streets for over a year by simply attending the area for a coffee while displaying Jewish and Israeli symbols, but were met by Victoria Police and kicked out of town for their own safety. Where have we heard that before? Joining us now is the group leader. Yaakov, thanks for joining us. Can you explain to us what happened from the beginning to end over the weekend?
So basically on Sunday, me and a couple of my friends from the Lions of Zion, as we know, the Jewish community can't really go into the city on Sundays due to the so-called pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel marches. So we wanted to put that to the test. We wanted to go, just the three of us, have a coffee, just see what our mere presence does. We walked right past the State Library earlier on, went to the adjacent Starbucks and got a coffee. We were sitting down there, just chatting to ourselves for about 2 hours, not disturbing anyone, minding our own business. That's when I noticed one of the anti-Israel guys going over to the police, pointing in our direction, and assumedly saying something about us. So then the cops come over, asking what we're doing, do we know what danger we're putting ourselves in, the risks involved, the risks that it puts the cops themselves under, all those general talking points.
Whether we're Jewish or not doesn't matter.
Yep.
So if they're marching down a street, the four, three people sitting having the coffee and talking are moved on, if they're causing that, they're antagonizing us.
Obviously, we're speaking now, like, within the context of every, like, you know, I'm not going to play, like, silly whodunits or whatever, because we're here, we understand the context of what's going on. You're not wearing your I Heart Israel stickers down the road from a Free Palestine rally, not knowing what's going on. You obviously, you understand the move on directions and the orders, okay?
So that shows that we're not safe to be... As proud of
I'm not going to get
this in the city.
I'm not going to get caught in this debate. Okay, it's not a debate I'm here to have. Look, we appreciate that it's been a very cordial chat, and I'm empathetic to where you guys are and where you're coming from, especially as citizens. But given that the protest is about to start, and given that we've explained that, you know, we are worried there's going to be a breach of the peace if you were to remain here.
So it's an unlawful order that you're giving us to move on?
No, it's a lawful order.
Okay. Take that.
You can do whatever you want with that, all right? But essentially, under these provisions I've explained regards to breach of the peace, we are going to be giving you a direction to move 100 metres from...
You're giving us direction now?
Yep, to be 100 metres from the Starbucks coffee here, okay, and not to return for a period of 2 hours.
So the idea was to attend the CBD, in which since October 2023, every single Sunday there has been a rally. Most of the Jewish community is too scared to go in there, at least showing that they're Jewish, whether it's wearing a kippah, wearing a Star of David, wearing obviously anything showing that you're Jewish in any which way. So most Jews are scared to enter the city. You wanted to test the theory as to whether there was a reason to be scared, and how police would react. How were you making yourself look Jewish?
One of the boys had a couple Israel stickers on his shirt, you know, bit of a heart with like a Star of David in the middle of it. I had the Lions of Zion shirt, and the other guy had a Am Yisrael Chai t-shirt on. So we weren't hiding, but we weren't pushing it in anybody's face.
What's your name, sorry?
Yeah, Lloyd Hamilton.
Sorry?
Thank you. 349. Look, all I want to say is, the reason we were doing this is for your protection, all right?
You're saying
you've got to protect.
It
is for your protection.
It's not for your protection.
We don't want anything to happen to you guys, all right? I don't have, like I said, any political sides either way. I just want to make sure that people are safe on this street. And I don't want anyone getting hurt, including you guys.
It's not... I understand what you're trying to do, but it's not for our protection. And you know it's not for
100% for your protection. It's 100% is for your protection.
It's all right. Anyway, it's
room for... 100% is for your protection. I wouldn't be doing that otherwise. I want to make sure the streets are safe.
Come on.
I guess my question is, what does that mean? Does that mean anyone that displays any kind of Jewish pride or Israeli pride is banned from the city indefinitely every Sunday because that side, the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas group, the mob that have been there protesting every week, because they will get angry and they will turn violent. Jews are now banned from the city on Sundays. Is that what this means?
Pretty much. That's what it seems to be. That rather than face the actual problem, the band-aid solution is move anyone that would likely fan the flames that are already lit. So rather than battle the flame and put it out, they decide to move everyone else away.
So when you say it's not provocative what you're wearing, I think it is. I think it is provocative to obviously go to where they're protesting every week and show your pride in Israel. I just don't think it's wrong. I think you should be allowed to do that, just like they're allowed to protest in support of, as long as they're not promoting the actual terrorists, if they're just saying that they're there with a Palestinian flag and they're supporting the Palestinian people, fine. They should have that right, just like you should have your right. And the police's role there should be to, what it says on their logo, to uphold the right. And that's both your rights. And that means if your mere presence will make them turn violent, it shouldn't be targeting the victim, which we've seen Victoria Police do over years now, target the victims of the violence instead of the perpetrators of the violence. So in that scenario, they should, if they have to, surround you, protect you, ensure you're safe. And if one of the mob turn violent, they should arrest them, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we can see something similar in Germany, where that not Jewish, not Israeli woman goes out, stands on her own in the middle of these crowds, holds up a sign, and she's surrounded by German police who are protecting her right to be able to do that. So, yeah, there is a sense also of the Victoria Police having to take charge and actually uphold the rights of the innocent. But even more so is the government making the decision to actually crack down and do something about this. When we're seeing, you know, cars getting vandalized, synagogues getting burnt down, mobs wanting to turn up into Jewish areas to protest a Jewish event inside a Jewish area. Just yesterday, some graffiti showing Zionists out of Balaclava, out of our own neighborhood. They're calling us to leave our own neighborhood. Forget the city. I mean, the city is for all Australians, but forget the city. They're calling for us to leave our own neighborhood now. That's where me and my boys stand up and we say, nah, it's not happening. We're going nowhere.
So what are you going to do now? I don't know. Have you gotten legal advice as to what your right is? Because I do understand if you are going somewhere to protest. So if you were there to protest, police have to protect your right to protest. But you're saying you were just going there to have a coffee and they were issuing you a move on order for your own safety. I don't know where you fall legally. And whether you even have to comply with that. Have you gotten advice and what's your plan moving forward?
So there is an interesting thing there that, yes, if we are protesting, then they cannot give us the move on order. So that just means that next time we go, we say that we're protesting. And then we see what happens.
Well, that we see protests and counter protests all the time in the city. I'd imagine that they just have to create a divide between them. But is that your mission? What's the idea? What's the plan for your group?
We talked about Jews and Israelis not being able to go through the city. Not just Jews and Israelis. It's Australians as well. Other people have been there that aren't Jewish, aren't Israeli. Not protesting, not provocating or anything. We have that busker that was attacked. We have that the AFL fan that was attacked. And the question is, who's next? So I guess we are trying to prove a point. And the point is being, we just want to be Australians in Australia. We want to be able to walk through the city. We want to be able to sit down, have a coffee, and if a march is going down, sit back and watch it.
What's your message to the apathetic Aussie that looks at that and goes, well, you know, just don't go to the city on Sunday and certainly don't go there dressed with pro-Israel T-shirts and stickers because you're gonna meet trouble?
My message to him is you can hide for now. Once we're gone, they're coming for you next. So If you're just happy to lock yourself in your house, be my guest. Me, I'm not hiding. If I'm going to go down anyway, I'm not going to go down quietly.
If you think it's important for people to understand what is happening on Melbourne streets every single week and how authorities are dealing with the victims and not the perpetrators, make sure to share this video far and wide. And then if you haven't done so already, head over to protectthejews.com.au and sign the petition demanding Victoria Police finally do their job. protectthejews.com.au.